Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for coming to our Thursday night Mishmar. Be'ez Hashem, tonight we're going to be talking about situations that come up on Shabbos, on Yantif, on Rosh Chodesh, and every single day when we recite the Saint Talmud Levracha or Mashiv HaRuach. And what I want to talk about is fixing broken tefillas. You'll see what I mean. We know that when you miss a tefillah, you do tashlumin for a tefillah. What happens when you made a mistake in the tefillah? Then, depending on the mistake, you often have to repeat Shmona Esrei. And what we're going to talk about tonight is specific circumstances where you have to, where you missed Shmona Esrei, where you made a mistake in Shmona Esrei the first time around, and the Zman had concluded. So now that you get to the next Zman, you have to say a second Shmona Esrei. That's what we'll talk about now. So let's start, and we'll build step by step with the Gemara Brachas Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. Gemara Brachas tells us, Ta, v'lo hispal mincha b'erev Shabbos. So you realize what the conundrum is. If you missed your Friday afternoon mincha, so of course if you miss a Tuesday mincha, so you daven marav on Tuesday night twice. If you miss a Tuesday night marav, you daven Wednesday morning two times. You daven one Shmona Esrei for that time, and the second Shmona Esrei as a tashlumen for the tefillah that you missed. However, what happens, the Gemara Brachas deals with, when the next tefillah is a different tefillah? Like Friday afternoon, you have your Shmona Esrei brachos, and on Shabbos, you're going to have only seven brachas to daven. So the Brisa says explicitly that if you miss Friday afternoon mincha, then Friday night you should daven two Shmona Esreis for Shabbos. The second Shabbos Shmona Esrei fixes the mincha that you missed entirely. Similarly, in the other way, in the opposite part of Shabbos, Tav Elo Hispala Mincha B'Shabbos, if you didn't daven Shabbos afternoon, so again, same problem. You're missing out, you missed Mincha, you have to daven two Marav. The problem is, the Marav that you're going to make up is the wrong Marav. It's a Shmona Esrei Bracha of Marav, and you only missed the seven Bracha of Mincha and Shabbos. Still, you daven the Marav two times. You always daven the Tashlumin based on where you are at the moment of Tashlumin, not based on what you missed.
The second
Shmona
is identical, or you skip the fifth paragraph about
Chol, about Mavdi Mekoshi Chol? So what you do with Atta Chonin, I want to leave out, because that's a complicated situation. You definitely see Atta Chonin in the first one.
Wow,
what do you do in the second one? That's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, which I didn't focus on. Yeah, I don't want to get into that, because that the Shulchan Aruch talks about that explicitly. I just didn't work on that aspect of the sugya, so I won't be able to answer you. Clearly, there's a lot of discussion in the Poskim and in the Lamdas about that your question. So, what we're going to talk about tonight is not if you missed davening entirely, you missed a tefillah, which the Gemara told us what to do. What we're going to talk about is if you messed up and you did daven mincha on Friday afternoon, you did daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon, but you messed up in that tefillah such that you have to repeat the tefillah that you messed up. That's what we're going to talk about. Because what would happen if, let's talk about Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon is Rosh Chodesh. We mentioned the beginnings of this in Chamayev today. Let's say Friday is Rosh Chodesh. So you made... You said you're Shmona Esrei, and you forgot. Let me describe the situation. Were you at Marav tonight?
I was not.
Mr. Klinkos, were you at Mincha Marav tonight?
Yeah.
So you heard my description. So the description is like this. Okay, good. So let me explain what happens. Mincha on Shabbos afternoon in Shul has how many people at the beginning of davening? About 11, if you're lucky. Well, they have to start for the wait for 10. There's usually about 11 by the time you get to Shmona Esrei. The Gabbai Kli gives a clap, Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavo, all 11 people hear it. The problem is the 50 people who come in the middle of the rest of davening didn't hear it. So they are rushing because they're still making their ties, they're still buttoning their jackets, they're still parting their hair while it's still wet, and they forget, well, out of the 50 people who came in, so out of the 11 people who were there, about 9 of them remember Yalav Yavo to forget because they're not thinking about the klop. And of the 50 people who come in late, then about 45 of them remember or think about it, and the other 5 or 10 totally forget to recite Yalav Yavo. By the time they realize that they didn't recite Yalav Yavo, for example, by the time the Chazan got up to Yalav Yavo and Chazaras HaShatz, they realize that, I have to repeat Shmona Esrei. It's already Shkia. They can't repeat Shmona Esrei. So they didn't daven Mincha. They have to repeat Mincha. The problem is, if they repeat Mincha now, what happens? If they repeat Mincha now, on Shabbos, there's no Yalav Yavo, because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. You hear the case?
Yeah.
I'll give you another case. Another case would be, let's say, let's say you forgot of a saint halamata levracha today. You forgot of a saint halamata levracha, but not today. I mean, tomorrow afternoon, Shabbos, Friday afternoon at mincha. You said the wrong. You said a saint bracha instead of a saint halamata levracha. You have to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. The problem is, by the time you remember it's Shki, it's already Shabbos, and in Shabbos davening, we don't say Baruch Aleinu. We're not going to have the saint halamata levracha at all. So therefore, is there any point in repeating Shemona Esrei or of Shabbos to fix of a saint bracha that you may said wrong, or of a Shabbos davening that doesn't have Yalav Yavu because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore? Is there any point in repeating it? That we're going to see in Tosfos is going to be two opinions. Look at Tosfos in the second source. Kosav Rabbeinu Yehuda. Im Tov, lo hizkir Rosh Chodesh b'mincha. Let's say on a regular Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh, you forgot mincha to say Yalav Yavo. So that night, Wednesday night, should you say a second Shemona Esrei to make to fix the... Again, you didn't miss the Shemona Esrei at mincha, you just missed the Yalav Yavo in the Shemona Esrei. So should you repeat Shemona Esrei at Ma'ariv that night, when it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore? Lo yispalel od balayla. No, no. Why? Because it's very obvious. What did you miss? You missed the Yalav Yavo? Now that you're going to be repeating Shemona Esrei, you're not going to get a Yalav Yavo anyway. So why waste your time? Dilama yispalel od, as I underlined. Hare kvar yispalel kol tefilas mincha mibod yom. You already davened Shemona Esrei, except you just missed out Rosh Chodesh. You missed the Yalav Yavo. And now that you're going to repeat it, you're not going to see Yalav Yavo anyway. Im kein, ein marviach klum, im yachzer v'yispalel b'motzi Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to gain anything. Because you're not going to say anything about Rosh Chodesh. And Shemona Esrei, you already davened, so what do you have to gain? Why is this different than what we started with? Why is this different than with the case when you missed mincha entirely, when you forgot to daven entirely? The answer is obvious. That what?
Over here, maybe your whole chiyuv is just because you need to say yalav yavo.
Right. Maybe there, in the case that we had in the Gemara, that you missed a tefillah entirely, you didn't daven at all. It's tashlum because you missed the tefillah. Here, you had a tefillah. You just was missing yalav yavo. And Yalav Yavo, you're not really making up in the second night, that next following night. That's what Tosa says in the next bullet point. It's not similar to the case where you didn't daven mincha on Friday afternoon. Because there, you didn't daven at all, so you have to daven two Shemona Esrei's, yes, of Shabbos, because it wasn't a Friday afternoon mincha. But here, there was a Shemona Esrei. There was just lacking a Yalav Yavo in that Shemona Esrei. Fine. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda in Tosfos. But look in the black letters, after those bullet points, Umiyu Brev Alfis Lo Mashmakein. The Rif sounds to hold otherwise. The Rif seems to hold that, as I underlined, Afagav Shelo Yachzor V'Yuspal Pam Shnia Yoser B'Rishona. Even though the second Shemona Esrei, you're not going to be fixing anything that you had to fix, but you still have to daven Shemona Esrei a second time. In other words, if you missed the Yalav Yavo on Friday...
Basically, the Shemona Esrei that you said originally was not a Shemona Esrei.
That's the Lamdas. What's the Lamdas? Why is this Rif saying that if you missed the Yalav Yavo at Mincha, then when it comes to nighttime, you are supposed to repeat Shemona Esrei? The Lamdas is because the Rif holds that if you missed Yalav Yavo, it's not that you daven the Shemona Esrei, but you didn't say Yalav Yavo. The lomdus is that you didn't daven. You didn't daven at all. You didn't daven at all. And if you didn't daven at all, what do you have to do? You have to daven again. And therefore, it is exactly identical to someone who didn't daven mincha on Friday afternoon. And remember that, Shabbos comes, he remembers he didn't daven mincha. What should I do? You have to daven to Shemona Esrei of Shabbos. Thank you. So what do we have? We have a raging machlokas. Excuse me. We have machlokas. Machlokas Rishonim between Rev Yehuda and the Rif and other Chachmei Provence. What do you do when you missed Yalav Yavo in the first tefillah? What do you do when you missed v'sein talamata levracha in the first tefillah, and now it's going to be Shabbos, you're not going to be able to recite it anyway. If you're not fixing what you broke, is there a point in davening Shemoneh Esrei again? What do you do if there's a machlokas, if you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again? What do you say? What? Why? Safek drabban lahakel, safek brachas lahakel. So that's often true, but here there's a better etzah. So let's look at what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Kuf Ches, Sif Yud Aleph, the second piece from the Shulchan Aruch. The second piece in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Aleph. Ta'a, the second to last source on the page. Ta'a v'mincha shel Shabbos. V'hispala shmona esrei v'lo hiskir shel Shabbos. He's presenting a new case that we didn't mention. Let's say on Shabbos afternoon you daven the weekday shmona esrei. By mistake, it happens. Mispalel, b'matzi Shabbos, shtayim. What are you going to do? Well, let's think. What are you going to gain by davening Shemona Esrei? Did you daven Shemona Esrei on Shabbos afternoon? You did, just the wrong one. So, you're going to make it up matzi Shabbos. What are you going to improve on? You're going to fix the fact that you missed out on saying the Shabbos Shemona Esrei? No. So this is exactly our case.
Essentially, you're saying the same Shemona Esrei.
Right, you're saying the same Shemoneh Esrei, except before it didn't work and now it's going to work. So you're not gaining anything. But if you hold like the riff, that you weren't Yotzei the Shemoneh Esrei the first time around, so now if you didn't daven, so you have to daven a second time, it's going to be the same machlokas.
There's a slight difference between missing a piece, a small piece of the larger Shemoneh Esrei and saying completely wrong. I hear.
The Shulchan Aruch doesn't see a difference. So what does the Shulchan Aruch suggest in this case, which is also a same machlokas between these two opinions of the Rishonim? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yispalel Osa Betores Nedava. That's the solution. When you have a suffix, whether you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei a second time, you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to say the Shemoneh Esrei as what's called a volunteer Shemoneh Esrei, Tfilas Nedava. How do you do that? We'll see that in a minute. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah will tell us exactly how to do it, but Tfilas Nedava is basically, let's jump down to the Mishnah Berurah actually, on page 2, the second source on page 2, the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Gimel. What does it mean that you're supposed to daven in Betoras Nedava? We know that you're allowed to bring a volunteer carbon, a carbon Nedava, even though you're not mechuyev to bring the carbon, you want to bring the carbon. Well, just like you could do that with the carbon, you could do that with davening. You could say, Hashem, I love you so much, I just want to get up and say a Shemoneh Esrei. A volunteer Shemoneh Esrei in the middle of the day. Not Mincha, not Marav, not Shachris. You could just say your own Shemoneh Esrei. Tfilas Nedava. So, since you have that option, that you could have a Shemoneh Esrei that you're not mechuyev to say and say it anyway, so you have a flexibility. What do we have? We have Machlokas Rishon, whether you should repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So, Mishnah Berurah is going to explain. You could say, make a Tanai. If I have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, then what I'm about to say is Shemoneh Esrei. If what I'm about to say is not, I'm not mechuyev to say Shemoneh Esrei, so this will be a Nedava. And therefore, look at the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Ches, Betoras Nedava, Hainu, Sheyas Nevyomi, make a Tanai, the top of page 2, second source, Sheyas Nevyomar, Im chayev ani, if I'm chayev to say another Shemoneh Esrei, why? Like the Rif told me that you aren't Yotzi the first one. Hareza lechovaso, it's considered a chova. It's to fulfill my obligation. Vim lav, va'alf lam and vim lav. Hareza l'nedava. So whenever you're, what? You could right now get up, even though you daven ma'avred, you could right now stand up and make a tefillas nedava. That's correct. Exactly. But when you do a tefillas nedava, you have to add something that you didn't have in your previous Shemoneh Esrei. Not on each bracha, but something in the Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say you davened for a refuah shleiah for a ploni. If you do a nedava, you have to do for almoni also. Something changed, something additional. Guess what? Here, you don't. You know why? Because here, although it's a tefillas nedava, it's a tefillas nedava that also takes care of your suffix. Whether you have to daven or not. And that taking care of the suffix is itself the Hosafa, is itself the Chiddush. Guess who says this? The Shulchan Aruch itself. Look at the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of page 1. I have it in tiny letters. After about 5 lines from the bottom of the page where it says, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yispal osa b'toras nedava, in tiny letters, ve'eino tzarech l'chadesh badavar. You don't have to mechadesh anything in that Shemoneh Esrei because you gain something from it. Okay. Now, the one who makes this point is the Prima Gadim on the top of page 2 and the fourth line of page 2, by the second bullet point of page 2. Ve'eino tzarech l'chadesh. Normally, when you recite a tefillah in Davi, you have to say chiddush in the second tefillah that you're reciting, to make it somehow new. Here, ain't tzarech l'chadesh. Keva sheyish svara shetzarech lachzor es palo mitzad hadin. Since there's a tzad that it's midin, you don't have to have a chiddush. He's saying it different than I said. That is the chiddush. He's saying you don't need a chiddush. Okay, fine. However, look what the Mishnah Berurah adds. What happens, and this case happens every time Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Friday, or a Thursday Friday. And I'm always scared because I always know I'm going to get this Shaila right before Kabbalah Shabbos, and I always forget the halacha. And I'm always nervous because I know the Shaila is going to come up. Somebody walks into shul Friday afternoon, they forgot Yalav Yavam. Yeah. But I only remember it during, as I'm saying Yalav Yavam, at Shemona Es, at Mincha, on Erev Shabbos. So the guy, you forget Yalav Yavam. At Shemona Es, at Mincha. So what did we just say? If it happens on a Tuesday, you have to daven Ma'ariv twice, but as an Adava. Because Machlokas, whether you don't have to recite Ma'ariv, because you're not adding a Yalav Yavam, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. Or the other pitch says you do have to, because you weren't Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei at all. So what do? We do in a Torah Nedava. The problem is, if it's Friday night, you don't have that flexibility, you don't have that luxury of reciting a Tefillah Nedava, because on Shabbos you don't bring any Karbanos Nedava. And since you don't bring a Karban Nedava on Shabbos, you also can't give a Tefillah Nedava. That's what I have in the Mishnah Berurah. Right before Lamed Hey, it was Shabbos. V'yom tov emet fa'ein mispalel tefilas safek. You know why? De'ech yisne. You're not going to be able to make this tonight that we're discussing. De'ein mevi'en adav v'shabbos.
So, if someone actually came to you before Kabbalah Shabbos and they opened the Rebbe's box, Rebbe would not say, "Daven mincha like the chassidim."
Correct. If you miss Shkia, I would say you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei a second time. I guess they follow their minhag. If they follow Rav Natan, they follow Rav Natan. If somebody would say they miss Shkia, should they daven a second time? Should they daven? If somebody says they miss Shkia, should they daven now? Maybe a few minutes after Shkia, I would say, two or three minutes after Shkia. I don't know. Okay. Let me ask you the next question. Following the same parameters that we just set down, let's say okay. Now, let's say the same situation happens Friday afternoon, you're davening mincha, and you omitted Mashiach HaRuach or Tzein Talmud Levracha. So, what are you going to do Friday afternoon? Well, do I have to repeat Shemona Esrei on Friday night, when I'm not going to be anyway saying Baruch Aleinu? Well, Mashiach HaRuach will be able to say, so I will have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Everyone will agree. But if I'm not going to have the Baruch Aleinu, I'm not going to be able to say Tzein Talmud Matzah Levracha. If you miss Mashiach HaRuach, then you definitely, according to both Shitas, you have to say a Tashlum and you have to repeat Shemona Esrei Friday night. That's not a Nedava. When are we doing the Nedava? We're doing the Nedava to get out of the Suffolk, the Machlokas Rishonim. The Suffolk of the Machlokas Rishonim. When is there Machlokas Rishonim? When your new Shemona Esrei does not gain you anything, does not add anything, doesn't fix your broken tefillah. So if, for example, you forgot V'sein Talu Matzah Levracha at Shabbos Mincha, as I'm sure people did this past Friday when we just started saying St. Talmud Levracha. So, Friday night, you're not adding anything. But on the other hand, maybe you already Yosef Shemona Esrei. What? Oh, you're right. We didn't even start Friday. You're right. Okay, there you go. Baruch Hashem. So, in such a case, this coming Friday, tomorrow afternoon, somebody's going to forget to say St. Talmud Levracha on Friday afternoon. So it's going to be machlokas whether or not they were yotze shmona esrei, whether or not they have to repeat shmona esrei. What are we going to do in machlokas? Well, safek. So we're going to do a tefillas nedava. What's the problem going to be? That we don't bring in a dava on Shabbos, and therefore we're going to have to err on the side of caution and not daven shmona esrei. We will not be able to make up that tefillah. Fine. Now we're going to get into some more exciting cases that really reflect this machlokas in other permutations. This is what I call the case of the shlemiel. I wrote it out so you could appreciate in print what the case of the shlemiel is. It's Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. Shabbos Yontif. So you forgot Ritzei because you're so excited about Yontif. So it's Yontif Sukkis. You're singing the Sukkah. You're singing. The first or second day of Sukkot, you're singing all the Sukkot songs, and Harachonu Yakalon Sukkot Zon Hanafales, and that's about it, because Arna, I'm a Samachta Bechagecha, and you're into the Sukkot. Okay, so you remember Yalav Yo, we forgot Ritzei, so what do? You repeat your benching, and you're so focused on remembering Ritzei that you forget Yalav Yavo. So now let's think for a second. Why did you repeat your benching the second time? Because you weren't Yotzi the first time.
Same machlokas. Did you say in Shmona Esrei just you missed something?
So did you say benching, but you missed Yalav Yavo? Well, no problem. I got it the second time. The second time I said benching, but I forgot Ritzei. That's okay. I got it the first time. So Mamanovshach, I'm Yotzi.
But if your benching is not...
If it's not a benching because I don't have Ritzei, it's not a benching because I have the other, I will have to bench a third time.
And hopefully you'll say both.
The third time. That is what we call the case of the Shlemiel. The Stipler... We'll get up to other cases. The Stipler presents the following case. The same exact story, but with a different permutation. Listen to the Stipler's case. It's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Rosh Chodesh this time of the year. The next Rosh Chodesh, we're going to be same as Saint Talmud of Racha and Yalev Yavo. Okay, so the first Shmona Esrei, he's so excited, focus to not forget Yalev Yavo. He says Yalev Yavo, and he forgets the Saint Talmud of Racha. Okay, so now he said, "Oh my gosh, I have to say the Saint Talmud of Racha." He's so focused on saying Saint Talmud of Racha, he forgets that it's Rosh Chodesh. We're not talking about the next day. Within a, it's Shachris, let's say. Shachris, he gets up he goes to the 7 o'clock minyan. The first time around, he remembers Yalav Yavo. The second time around, he remembers the Saint Talmud of Racha, but forgets Yalav Yavo. So, does he have to repeat Shmona Esrei yet a third time? If we say, like Rabbeinu Yehuda, he fulfilled the mitzvah, he just forgot Yalav Yavo. Well, he made up the Yalav Yavo in the other one. He did tefillah, but he forgot Saint Talmud of Racha. He said it in the other one, so he's good. If we hold like the Rif, then if you missed this item, you didn't daven the first time, you didn't daven the second time, you have to daven, you had a third time. Which is really the same exact shaila that we just asked, that this case of the Shlemiel in benching is the same case that the Stipler puts forth.
It's just a slight permutation, but it's all
the same concept. Yeah, same concept, 100%. Fine. How do we paskin in this case? Look at the last two words of the Stipler. Ula halacha tzarachin. He's not sure what to do. But Rabosai, I found that this Stipler is against Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the stencils, Reb Chaim al Hashas. In Brachas, he has only four pieces on Brachas. In Brachas, Dav Chav Vavam and Beis, talking about the Saint Talmud of Racha, he says something fascinating. You know what he says? He says that there's a fundamental... What's the reason? The first opinion that we mentioned in the Rishon, Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda says you don't have to repeat... If you miss Yalav Yavo at Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, there's no point in repeating a second Shmona Esrei that night. You know why? Because you're not gaining anything. Because Yalav Yavo is an extra thing that you put into Tefillah. And it's an extra thing that you put into Tefillah to mention the Yontif, and you're not going to gain it. You had Shmona Esrei, you just didn't have the Yalav Yavo. So you don't get anything by repeating Shmona Esrei later because you had a Shmona Esrei, you just didn't have the Yalav Yavo. So you're not going to say another Yalav Yavo, you don't gain anything. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's Svara. You know what Reb Chaim says? Reb Chaim says that's true by Yalav Yavo. But it's not true by the Saint Talamat Levracha. You know why? Because the Saint Talamat Levracha is not just a thing that you throw on top of the davening, it
is part of the
davening. Is the davening. It's part of the davening. Ya'alav Yavo is extraneous. There's a Shmona Esrei, and you throw a Ya'alav Yavo because of the day onto the Shmona Esrei. But the same Talmud Matal Bracha is part of the davening itself. And therefore, even Rabbeinu Yehuda, who normally says, you daven Shmona Esrei, you just didn't say Ya'alav Yavo. So there's no point in saying Shmona Esrei again if you're not going to be able to say Ya'alav Yavo. But when it comes to the same Talmud Matal Bracha, you know what Rabbeinu Yehuda is going to say? Even though all you did was forget the same Talmud Matal Bracha. That's forgetting part, that's not davening Shmona Esrei. And both Rishonim would agree, that's right, that if you miss V'sein Talmud Matal Bracha, everyone would agree that you have to repeat Shmona Esrei a second time. Let's see that inside in the Reb Chaim. Look in the second paragraph, what I underlined in the Chiddush Reb Chaim. Ulam, B'talu Matar Ein Lahakshas, Mishum Talu Matar Humi Seder HaTfilah, Ukishalo Amar, if you didn't say the same Talmud Matal Bracha, Heve, what is this considered? You're being Mishanami Matbea Shetavu Chachamim. Ukilu lo hispalel klal. If you didn't say the same Talmud Matal Bracha, it's as though you didn't daven. Aval, Ya'alav Yavo. That's Rak Chiyuv Haskara. It's just, you have to mention the Rosh Chodesh. Well, it's not like you didn't daven. It's just that you have to daven a second time to get Ya'alav Yavo. But if you, it's fundamentally different. So that means that according to Reb Chaim, which is not going to be the same as the stipler, what's going to be the halacha if you forgot the same Talmud Matal Bracha on Friday afternoon? According to Reb Chaim, you missed a part of davening, and therefore all the Rishonim hold you have to repeat Shmona Esrei tonight at Shabbos Ma'ariv. However, according to the stipler, the same Talmud Matal Bracha is just like missing Ya'alav Yavo. You davened according to the Rif, you missed davening. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Rishonim, you said Shmona Esrei, you just missed Ya'alav Yavo or the same Talmud Matal Bracha, so repeat Shmona Esrei. And therefore, the result will be very different. According to the stipler, he didn't know what to do. According to Reb Chaim, you will have to repeat Shmona Esrei for missing the same Talmud Matal Bracha on a Friday, but not for missing Ya'alav Yavo on a Friday. That's what comes out. I had something very. Let's talk about another two points, and then we'll stop. Another two nafkaminas between these two opinions of did you daven a Shmona Esrei, did you not daven a Shmona Esrei. This is very geshmaka points made by the Kosher Glover Gaon in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. Let me ask you the following. Let's say you want to get 100 brachas every day, right? 100 brachas every day. But you're not so hungry today. You're on a diet. You're not eating so much. So you're a little low on brachas. But you know what? You messed up your first Shmona Esrei. So now you have to daven a second Shmona Esrei. You forgot Ya'alav Yavo. You're repeating Shmona Esrei to get Ya'alav Yavo in the second Shmona Esrei. You forgot the same Talmud Matal Bracha at Shacharis or Mincha. You're going to say a second Shacharis. So did the first 18 brachas count for your Mea brachas? If we say that really it's a tefillah, then it counts. You just missed Ya'alav Yavo, or the same Talmud Bracha. If on the other hand, like the Rif, that it's not considered tefillah, those aren't brachas maybe. That's a very cute nafkamina. Another nafkamina, very creative. Let's say Shabbos afternoon, you're eating with somebody. For you, it's Shalosh Shuddos. For him, it's only his lunch. He's eating a late lunch. You're eating an early Shalosh Shuddos. And you are going to be motzi him for benching. And guess what happened? You forgot Ritzei. Now, what's the halacha about forgetting Ritzei? If you forget Ritzei during lunch, you have to repeat benching. If you forget Ritzei during Shalosh Shuddos, you don't have to repeat benching. So what am I going to do here? I was benching for you. For me, it's my second meal. Let's say it's my Shalosh Shuddos. For you, it's your lunch. I forgot Ritzei. So for me, I don't have to go back. But for you, do you have to go back? Right. Did you hear a benching?
It goes the opposite way in this case.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say it wrong?
No. It means the opposite sides. Meaning that if you hold that it's extraneous.
If it's extraneous.
Then I didn't do the extraneous.
So you didn't do the extraneous piece, but it was a benching.
Right. I was benching, but I didn't do the extraneous piece. It's the same thing.
And therefore, the person who's eating lunch is yotze. Right. If, however, it's part of the benching.
Right. So then I was yotze benching.
So the person who benched, who's eating at shal shuris, is yotze. But the person who's listening, it wasn't the benching for him.
I would think the opposite, because the other person is yotze.
Oh, right.
Therefore, I'm yotze as well. I'm yotze.
It could be, right.
And therefore, we didn't create a separate. So there's
chazal. Right. It could be the person who benches. It was a benching for him, since it was shalashudis that he forgot what to say. So it was a benching. Therefore, it will work for the other person.
It will work for the other person. The other person, therefore, does not have a chiyuv.
Right. Very good.
That's not chazal. Never created a chiyuv to repeat a shmona esrei v'shir yotze, or a benching v'shir yotze. It's only a benching or a shmona esrei v'shir not yotze, because you missed something, and therefore you're not yotze, you call a call.
Right. Okay, let's say one last thing, and we'll finish now. What happens if it's a Tainas Tzibur? We know that a Tainas Tzibur be ed aneinu, for your fasting. Mm-hmm. And you forgot Talamata Levracha. It's coming up, Asar B'Teves, in a few days. A few days. Yeah, next week.
Tuesday.
This week. Yeah, 5 days from now. Asar B'Teves. So you're going to say aneinu. And you have to say the same Talmud to Levracha. You forgot the same Talmud to Levracha, so what are you going to do? At Mincha, you're going to repeat Shmona Esrei. Do you have to say Aneinu in that second Shmona Esrei? If you're Yotze Shmona Esrei, you just had to add the same Talmud to Levracha, so you're Yotze Shmona Esrei, and you said Aneinu, so just say a second Shmona Esrei with the same Talmud to Levracha. If, on the other hand, when you omitted v'sein talamat alavracha, you weren't yotze shmona esrei in the first place, so that aneinu that you said in the first place wasn't part of a shmona esrei.
But why don't you say aneinu?
You could have. Do you have to?
Just like you, similar idea.
If there's an alani, but there's no alanisim with v'sein talamat alavracha. By Purim, yeah. If you forget alanisim on Purim, and you have to, if you forget Saint Talmud Tavracha on Purim, and you're saying the second Shmona Esrei with the Saint Talmud Tavracha, should you say the Ahanisim in that second Shmona Esrei? Do you need to or not?
Or
Hanukkah came out before the Saint Talmud Tavracha. Oh yeah, there was two nights. You're right. There were two nights when he did.
So one of those two nights, you forgot Saint Talmud.
Right.
You have to say.
So what we just did is we just basically discussed the Machlokas Rishonim. How that Machlokas Rishonim pans itself out at about 5 or 6 permutations. How to paskin, we don't know how to paskin in these Machlokas, in this Machlokas, and therefore, typically we do a Toras Nedava. We can't do a Toras Nedava, we're Mekel. Safi Pras Lahakal. Okay, thank you for joining. Thank you, Oma. Thank you, Mrs. Frank. Thank you, Tzafrir. Good to see you all. And thank you, everybody here, for joining us live. Thank you, Natano. Thank you, Ellie. Be well. Bye-bye.